We say hello to the great Jenny Finch.
Hello.
With us here on the presentation. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
We're good, Jenny. Now, you've kept your maiden name. So, like, when you sign paperwork and things like that, do you go by Finch or do you go by your married name?
Married name.
You do.
Well, and I'm a mess, to be honest. My passport is Finch. My license is Finch Daigle. And then everything else is just Daigle. So I go by all three pretty much.
But when you're out doing something like this, you stick with the one everybody probably knows you as the best, which would be Finch, right?
Right, yes.
For those who don't know, Jenny is a multi-medal winning Olympian, gold and silver, right? By the way, and we're talking softball here, we talk about this all the time with like guys that won Super Bowls, like play with the Cowboys and things like that, and then also lost. Does the silver medal, does that piss you off more than the gold medal makes you happy? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you bothered by more by the one that got away?
Yeah, pretty much. It sucks. It sucks. I'm still not over it.
It's always the case.
It's hard. But the gold, it was my first Olympics, and so here I was playing with women that I looked up to growing up, and we're in Athens, Greece, and we just demolished our opponents. So we just rolled through it. It was incredible. So, you know, but it stinks looking at that silver medal, I'm not going to lie.
Like, how quickly did you figure out that you were the face of women's softball, of American softball? It didn't take long. Like it, and now it's so big. It's huge. And I'm not saying it was small whenever you were in college or anything like that, but now it is like it's a thing. And, you know, you're kind of – I think that you're kind of like Mia Hamm almost from the soccer standpoint, where people started to – they knew you, and then they started to kind of pay attention to softball.
You know, it was amazing. My freshman year of college, I think our championship game of the College World Series was aired, and it was, like, tape delayed. Yeah. And then fast forward 4 years to my senior year, and every single game was on air. And so just to think in 4 years how far we've come. And now, you know, you're watching preseason, you're watching, you know, league, and then postseason every single weekend now. And so it's amazing to think that these young ladies are now tuning in and watching college softball, you know, and seeing what they hope to do one day. Because I had, you know, Magic Johnson and Oral Hershiser. That's who we watched as the Lakers and the Dodgers growing up in Southern California. And then obviously I got older, and then you see that, you know, and get to know the Mia Hamms, the Lilla Jones, and the female athletes. But you always had to go to the last page of the sports section to find an article, and I would cut it out, or my parents would cut it out, and you'd hold on to that so dearly because it wasn't very common.
So were you a Southern California sports nerd? Like, you loved all those teams growing up?
Pretty much. Dodgers and Lakers, yes.
Yeah.
Angels, not so much.
Yeah, it's all right.
So what's it like when you think of the fact that all these girls are playing softball, and softball started getting the attention through those 4 years when you were in college and you were starting to get known? And, I mean, like it or not, this pretty much happened because everybody gravitated toward you.
I don't know about that. I can't take that.
You created softball.
Yes, you did. You invented
the
game.
No, I think timing too. Title IX, there's so much that goes into it. And, you know, with 1996, that was the first year that the Olympics had softball. And so really that, I think, is what put our sport on the map. And then I got to play in 2004, and that was kind of the Olympics of the female athlete.
But, Jenny, in every team sport, everybody's always looking for that one player that they gravitate toward. And that was you.
Well, I'm thankful for all the opportunity, and I don't know, had a circle around me on the field, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, just to be able to have the opportunity and, you know, to be here today at Hari Mari for an incredible cause, just to think, and I'm a softball player, and I'm still, you know, being able to do camps and clinics and still teach and inspire and encourage, and made a career out of playing softball, the game that I fell in love with at 5 years old.
All right, I'm not going to try anymore to get you to say, all right, damn it, it was me.
I know.
So you you have kids now that you talk about being 5 years old and being obsessed with a sport, and you got kids that age now, so you get to see it from a different perspective. But for you, you're tall. You're like 6 feet tall. Was it softball and that's it? Or you had to play basketball and volleyball and all that too, right?
I did. Softball was my main sport. I played year round, probably from the age of 9 on. So I knew, and I competed at nationals when I was 10, and that was kind of, okay, this softball thing could be serious. I did play volleyball and basketball, but anything out of, you know, what we did at school. In high school, though, I played all three sports all 4 years. But softball was by far my most serious sport, the sport that I was going to go on with.
And was it the one you were best at or the one you liked the most or both?
Probably the one that I played the most and I was the best at because I did. I didn't play club volleyball or, you know, travel basketball. It was just travel softball and then the high school sports.
How new was travel softball at that point? Really, like, was it a huge thing in Southern California at that time?
You know, there weren't that many teams. Now everyone plays travel ball. So, that you know, it was more, I guess, an elite group that you had to be, you know, a certain caliber athlete to play. But, you know, none of my friends at school understood. You know, it was kind of just, oh, what's she doing? And then in high school I signed, you know, my letter of intent, getting a full ride scholarship. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, the softball thing. What, you're going to school for free on this thing? Okay, maybe it was worth missing everything that you did and the sacrifices that you made. And they started to understand a little more.
So you got full ride everything.
I did.
Because now, what is it? How many actual, let's say, of the Power Five colleges, how many girls on a softball team get a full ride?
I want to say it's like 8 or 9, if that.
And how many people are on a team? Double that?
Yeah, at least, usually. Well, I mean, anywhere from 15 is a small roster to 26, 27, some of these schools now.
Yeah. So, let's go back to the kiddos. Do you have a daughter? You have one daughter?
I do, yes. 2 boys and a little girl.
Okay. And the girl, is she old enough to play sports yet?
She's 5 years old, yes. Oh, she plays softball and loves it. She dropped out of dance. Thank God. I didn't have to be a dance mom. So that was good. I was pretty pumped about that.
And so will you, I'm sure you won't push.
No offense to the dancers out there.
Of course not. None taken. I love dance. I'm wonderful. I'll dance with you later on. Oh, just hang on. Yeah. I know you won't like push one thing or push another thing as far as sports go, but would it make you happy if she became softball gal?
It would make me really happy. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, I want her to find whatever she's passionate about, but it was the cutest thing seeing her in her jersey getting ready to play. It was something else.
Did you have any brothers or sisters that were pushing you on?
I had 2 older brothers, just like she does. So she's pretty tough. I know, I lost a lot growing up. I blame them for this crazy competitive fire within me.
Are they super tall, the brothers?
They're 6'3", 6'2", and then I was 6'1".
Wow, you were the shrimp.
I was. But I could strike them out.
Were you the best athlete of the three?
I think so. I could say that.
Yeah. I mean, did they go on to do anything like college-wise?
They played high school basketball. That was the furthest thing.
Oh, you dwarfed them. So now at Thanksgiving, you can just talk it up.
Yeah, right. No.
All right, so we mentioned dancing, and you stepped on the throat of dancing, Jenny. But yet, at one time in your life, you aspired to be a professional dancer yourself because you were on TV doing it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call it that. No, no. No, I always tried to, I guess, steer away from the dance floor, avoid the dance floor. I'm 6'1", not much rhythm. You know, I think through athletics, I did enough repetition to find rhythm, but I never had it on the dance floor.
Okay, so our engineer over here, Tony, who you got a picture with, and who knows what he said to you.
Yeah.
Tony, what year, what season was she on?
Just last season, 26.
Season 26.
Yep. And okay. She finished where?
6th place.
No. No. Well, maybe.
Yeah, Chris Mazur was 5th, and Arike was 7th. So I think
I made it to, like, the last episode, though, right? That has to count for something.
I thought you were eliminated.
No.
Oh, no.
Fact check.
No. Oh, trust me. You don't want to fact check guy.
I don't want to say anything.
It's scary. Like, this is his life.
I was 6th. We went out the same night. So how do you?
I can run them down if you want.
Oh, gosh, probably not. No.
Do it. Go 1 through 6.
Adam Rippon. Yes. Josh Norman. Tanya Harding. Marai Nagazu, I think her name is.
Yeah.
Chris
Mazur. She was good.
Jenny Fitch.
Okay. You got me.
6th.
We were all eliminated the same night, though. So
yeah,
really
he knows
matter,
more
right?
than the actual contestants know.
Yeah, I had a triple elimination your night, so that was
yes,
weird.
It was triple elimination.
Yeah.
All right, so he did ask if he could ask you a question concerning Dancing with the Stars. Do you agree to this?
As long as it's not dancing, because I left those shoes in L.A.
No.
Okay.
I always ask every person that's been on the show, just your overall experience. Did you enjoy it? Would you do it again? Was it harder than you thought? But I do have a quick question, too. Week 2, when you did the cha-cha.
Yes.
And you had to change your song.
Yes.
You got a new song Thursday morning.
Yes.
To do on Monday. How hard was that, and did it hurt your performance?
It was difficult, I'm not going to lie, but it was way better, way better. I was way more comfortable. It was just a better song. It was more fun. So the pressure was on, but we took some of the choreography from the original song over, so that helped a little bit.
Did you get to pick the song, or did the producers give you the second one too?
They pretty much pick them. I did get to pick the first song, and then you kind of give them, you know, of what you hope for, and then you don't know if you're going to get it or not. But.
And you liked the experience? Would you do it again? Was it harder than you thought? All that?
It was great. I loved it. To be honest, I think too, depending on who you're paired with, that, you know, it was crazy how just sore you were, because it's like, I didn't even know I had these muscles.
True.
And they make it look so easy and so graceful, but yet you're flexing and you're in control and you're engaged, your core the entire time. And it was like, wait a minute, like, I'm just supposed to be flowing. And it was like, no, there's no flowing. You know,
could you watch yourself?
Step.
Like, would you watch yourself on the telecast and be like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't actually, I don't even think I've watched them. We had to videotape ourselves so many times.
Yeah.
You know, leading up to, so then he could critique you, because your partner's dancing with you, so he can't really coach and watch you
right
while you're dancing. And so it was, I watched way too much of me leading up to it.
All right, so that was, are you satisfied, Tony?
Well, I could go on forever.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, we know you could.
You're welcome, and I would do it again. It was great.
That's wholesome family entertainment, and since you were kind of a sex symbol, are. Let's just say R. Is that
okay.
Cool?
That's not really a title that I...
Well, you're not a... You know what I mean.
That
you
I
know what
claim.
I'm talking about. Yeah, you don't have to claim it, but okay. You know, you are. You're a pretty gal. Did anybody ever untoward approach you, like the Hefners of the world and things like that, to do something like play... Because they approach a lot of people, clearly. Athletes, entertainers, all of them. Did they ever come after you?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
They did.
What year would that have been?
It was probably near the Olympic year, so 2004, 2005.
And did it get past anything more than an email or a phone call?
Yeah, no, my agent was kind of like, here this is, but I know the answer is going to be no. And I just kind of, you know, I truly appreciate the opportunity of being a role model. And, you know, my brother stated it best, because I'm really close to my family and I always go to them, you know, with just tough decisions. And it was, you know, one of the male magazines, like Maxim or one of them, wanted me to be on the cover. And, you know, I was like, well, Jenny, if someone, a little girl buys that, you know, goes into the grocery store and sees that magazine, you know, and the dad's like, no, we can't buy it because of the other content that's in it. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, I would never want, you know, a child not to be able to see it, you know, or have something that I'm on the cover of. And it was just like, you know, who knows what the next article is about. And so it was just like, you know, better off just to leave it alone.
Good call.
Good
Thanks.
Call indeed.
I think so too.
Especially you were looking forward probably more than anything else. Like, it's almost like getting a, you know, 18 tattoos on your neck. Like, what am I going to look like when I'm, or what's this going to be like when I'm 50, 60 years old? Probably not a good look.
Right, right. Well, and it's more just like, I didn't want to disappoint young girls, and you know, that whole, I don't know.
It's honorable. Good.
There's so much more, you know, and yeah. I wanted to be known for what I did on the field first and foremost. And you know, I was helping to elevate my sport. And so there was a lot riding on that, too, as far as, you know, trying to showcase what we do on the field.
Well, you're looking at a guy here to my right that was in Playgirl in 1977, too, so.
Wow.
Don't lie to her.
I heard you've been around a long time.
I love the response of, wow.
You're like the man on the radio, I hear.
What happened?
Where's home for you these days?
Louisiana. Out in the country, outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Cool.
And you got, I was asking you about this because you're 6 foot, your husband's six, what?
6'6".
6'6", big guy.
He is.
And you got a son. Is your like 12-year-old son, is he a giant right now?
He is. He's pretty tall. He's probably 5'9", 5'10", wearing a size 12 shoe.
Basketball?
He plays basketball, but baseball is his sport. He plays travel baseball and kind of on.
Does he pitch like dad?
He's a pitcher, first baseman. He's kind of.
Lefty?
Yeah, he's ready.
Ah, okay.
Ready.
All right.
You know, his levers are so long. It's just like, I remember being his age and trying to control your body and feeling so outside of your body, in your body.
Were you always super tall?
I was.
Yeah.
I was something like two boys taller than me, I think, in my whole high school even.
Yeah.
Like, it was rough.
Well, thanks for being a good sport here. Have fun in Dallas while you're here. Thanks for coming out to Hari Mari. It's good talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Good people.
Pleasure.
All right. The great Jenny Finch.